This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Marcus Reed and Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, light, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. The best in insurance coverage, and they do everything they can to save you money. Customer service means everything to them. At Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. The latest in the long list of guests we have that carry me on an almost nightly and daily basis, Dick Girardi joins us. DJ, welcome.
Steve, how are you, pal?
I'm doing all right. You?
I am fine, thank you. I'm just looking at my Purdue numbers, getting ready for tomorrow night, and see what we got here.
So you made a point at the Hoops Club the other day, which I thought was, I think, the point. How important is it going to be for Penn State to understand that they're playing the man and not the jersey?
It's going to be everything, because man-to-man, they are as good as Purdue. I think that's going to show up. I haven't seen it, but I think it's going to show up in the point spread tomorrow night, Steve. I expect this game to be around a pick'em, and people are going to say, well, wait a second, this is Purdue. You know, they're ranked, and they're good, right? But and so is Penn State, but they don't have the name in basketball that Purdue has, and Purdue has earned it recently. But this year, Penn State has the correct personnel to win the game, and I can't see a reason why the players wouldn't believe they can't win the game. So they just got to go out and do it.
Well, the way they practiced yesterday, I think they heeded your advice. Mike will tell you that was a really good practice yesterday.
Good.
As for when you look at Purdue, the backcourt, which 2 years ago happened to be freshmen, Smith and Lawyer, are now juniors. What difference do you see in them right now?
Yeah, stronger, savvier, got a lot of run. Look, played the national championship game last year. This year they've already played Alabama at Marquette, Ole Miss, so obviously the two Big Ten seasons they played in. They played in a lot of big games, and they have some real strength, Steve. Like Smith is a sensational passer, 73 assists, 20 turnovers, and Lawyer is obviously a phenomenal three-point shooter, 17 of 29, 59%, which is crazy. Both great free throw shooters, and interestingly enough, they've taken 57 free throws between them in 8 games, which is a pretty big number for guards.
Yeah.
At this stage, and Smith shoots 92%, Lawyer 82%, so you don't want to be fouling these guys. So they have a lot of offensive skill. What they don't have, they're not super athletes, they're not tremendous defenders, and they are each vulnerable, Lawyer especially, to pressure on the ball. Lawyer is much more of a standstill shooter. You can make him into a driver, get him inside the line. He's not as effective. And I don't think either is effective against major pressure, which is what happened to him against Marquette, which is the only game they've lost this year. And they lost pretty decisively in that game. It was 18. It would have been 30 if it had gone on much longer. So they have some really good things about him. They have some things that are vulnerabilities. It'll be up to Penn State to make sure they don't do what they do really well and to exploit some of the things maybe they don't do as well.
Dick, let's get into that Marquette game. Both teams are 7-1. You mentioned the one loss is to Marquette. Stylistically, it's Shaka Smart. They play a lot the same way Penn State does. Is that a fair assessment?
100%. Marquette doesn't have, say, they don't have somebody like Yana at 7 foot, but I would say, Steve, and I think Penn State's team speed is right up there with anybody's. Marquette might even be faster. They have more switchable guys on the court. It seems like everybody on the team's like 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", 6'7". So they might even have more of them. But having said that, look, Mike Rhodes and Shaka coached together at VCU.
Yep.
Styles are very similar. And to me, I think a couple of things about the Clemson game, which Penn State lost, and of course that loss looks a lot better now that Clemson beat Kentucky last night.
Right.
I didn't think they ran their press enough, Steve. I really didn't. Now, I get it that it was a back-to-back. That could have been part of it. But I want to see them press as much as they possibly can tomorrow. I think if this is a half court, you know, let's run the clock down, that's Purdue's game. And they're really good at it. They run great half court stuff. This game has got to get up and down. It's got to get a little wild, a little out of control. That's what Matt Painter and his coaches are not going to want, and it's what Mike Rhodes and his coaches are going to want.
Yeah, that's what people will realize. Purdue is right around, 65, 66 possessions a game? You know, Penn State's going to get this thing.
They're down in the bottom 5% of the country in pace.
Yeah, so in that pace, and Penn State wants to be anywhere from 73 to 77. If Penn State gets this thing into the 70s, I think it changes the dynamics of the game and Purdue's chances.
Yeah, there's no question. Look, I give Purdue a lot of credit because Ole Miss got them a little wild the other day in San Diego, and they withstood it and ended up putting up 80. And they had to play great to win, and they did. And Ole Miss is pretty good. That was impressive to me. Alabama, look, Alabama's a good team, but Purdue at Mackey is a completely different team than they are anywhere else. They're unbelievable on their home court. But the Ole Miss game did impress me. I think the good news is, Steve, it probably impressed them too. So they're going to, and there's a chance. Look, the last time they saw Penn State, you and I were at Mackey Arena. I don't remember what the final score was, but it wasn't close.
No.
And they, at one point, they ran off like 100 points in a row. So I think Penn State's kind of waiting for this chance. A lot of the Penn State players obviously were on that team. Five of them were major players on that team that got blown out last year. And it's the opener of the Big Ten, which is as wide open as I've ever seen it. You could make a case for eight teams. You say, hey, they could win it or they could win it. And Penn State is one of those teams, so you got to believe it. Go ahead, get it done, get yourself the 1-0, and get the Rutgers on Tuesday.
Kaufman ran inside. He's not Zach Edey, but he does bring plenty to the table as the leading scorer and rebounder in this team. What do you like about him?
Just smart, and they know where to get him. Look, Purdue's one of the great post-feeding teams ever because, you know, typically Matt Painter has a 7-footer, or in Zach Edey's case, a 7-4 guy. But he's had him as long as we've been doing this, Steve. And Kaufman Wren is obviously not that big, but he's just got great footwork. And he was always a guy, you saw him in bits and spurts.
Yeah.
And they kept saying, hey, look, he's pretty good. You just didn't know it. Well, he's proven it. He's shooting 60%. He takes high percentage shots. Not a particularly good free throw shooter at 61. But what he's not, Steve, he's not a rim protector. In fact, they have zero rim protection on this team at all. How about this stat? Purdue has 18 blocks on the year. Yannick has 50 by himself. So you can get to the rim against this team. Now, they're going to guard the lane, but if you get there, you could definitely finish. You don't have to be that concerned. They don't steal the ball. They're just not. That's not what they do. That's not what they're trying to do. They're trying to play smart, control the half-court defense, and frankly, we saw it at Penn State for 2 years with Coach Shrews. It's the same deal, but offensively, they're elite, 50% from the field, 42 from three.
Yeah.
And here's the stat that Penn State has to find a way to win this stat tomorrow night. 143 free throws made, opponents 115 free throws attempted. And that's without Zach Edey. that's pretty impressive, and you can't get killed from the foul line tomorrow night. That's just not going to work.
Well, here's the other one. Under Matt Painter, and this is 20th season, Purdue is 184 and, excuse me, they are 345 and 51, when they have more free throw attempts than the opponent.
Yep, which they do most of the time, and they win, as you said, almost all the time when that happens. And it's a style of play. They play smart without fouling. Look, again, they're not trying to create turnovers.
Right.
They've only created 80 in eight games. You can do the math. That's 10 a game. Now, they've only committed 11 per game. But, again, a lot of that was against the A&M Corpus Christi and Northern Kentucky and those kind of squads. Marquette turned them over, and they got them nuts. And that's Penn State's role. And in recent years, Purdue has been vulnerable to full-court pressure, trapping pressure at different times. I remember Iowa, Steve, which runs a, is the only other team in the Big Ten that ever presses. And they don't, you know, they don't really have the personnel Penn State has. They were able to turn Purdue over a couple of seasons ago, so it is doable.
Yeah, it is, no question, it's doable. And what can a guy like Nick Kern, off the bench, mean to the chaos you're talking about?
That probably should be his middle name, Steve. We should probably just change to Nick C. Kern for chaos. That's what he's out there for. And he also happens to be shooting 67% from the field and 82% from the foul line. But that's not his, as good as that is, and that's fine. He's mostly out there to just create havoc on defense. And to have somebody like that coming off the bench with 4 years in his fourth year of college, all with Mike Rhodes and the staff at VCU is huge. And Purdue, you know, their starting five is solid. And we didn't mention Cam Hardy yet, but he's a tremendous three-point shooter. You just don't want to give him a standstill shooter, 55%. And Miles Coleman just had the game of his life. He, you know, he won the game winner against against Ole Miss when nobody blocked him out. But their bench is pretty average. Like Harris is a high recruit, Ja'Kari Harris, but he can't make a shot. He's 3-for-20 on threes to start the season. And Caleb First, it was a guy who was really highly recruited. He just really hasn't panned out. So Penn State has a big advantage on the bench depth-wise that they can bring players like DeMarco Dunn, proven scorer, Nick Kern, Conscienze, those kind of guys off the bench. And we'll see how much Mike wants to use the freshman tomorrow night. But, yeah, that's a vulnerability for Purdue. But to make it vulnerable, you've got to get into a higher possession game, because if it's in the mid-60s, you don't really need your bench.
You and I had a chance to talk to Yannick on Monday, and he did get a technical foul the other day, and I said, "What language did you say?" Because he speaks four, and he said German. Now, I want to give the officials a lot of credit. The fact that they know German, very impressive.
My guess is, Steve, it was probably how he said it, not what he said.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think tone meant something.
Right. It was a weird play. I've since watched it. So, right, Yannick had one of his seven dunks. It was at the basket in front of the Buffalo bench. Right. And his momentum carried him into the Buffalo player, and it's kind of looked like he pushed him. I'm not 100% sure that's what happened. And then he said something and resulted in a T. And like, that stuff happens.
Yeah, stuff happens. It was a German. For all we know, he was complimenting him. All right.
Probably not. Just by judging by the facial expression, I think it was probably not.
Well, I agree with you. I couldn't tell. So, but we've now watched, you and I have watched a lot of big men, different types, different styles. What is it about him that's so intriguing?
How many different ways he can play, Steve? The fact that he can play out on the court, really good passer, which we haven't seen a lot yet during the season. Obviously, he can finish around the basket. He has great hands, and he's a great off-ball shot blocker. So, I mean, very versatile for a 7-foot-1 guy. And he never really has had a chance to play before, right? I mean, played big minutes. I would love to know what was going on in Northern Illinois, but I guess it doesn't matter at this point. But, yeah, he's certainly the most versatile big man at Penn State since I've been doing it. And you can tell me the same thing. No. I suspect the same thing in your 4 days.
Same thing. Same thing, Dick. Same thing. Post time, 6 o'clock. Tip off, 6:30 tomorrow. DJ?
Can't wait. I circled this one a long time ago, Steve, to get a sense of what's happening here. And we're going to know a lot more come about 8:30 tomorrow night.
I mean, look, you and I both feel that this has all the ingredients. If things fall right to be an NCAA tournament team, this would be a step in the right direction.
I'd be shocked if they don't make it, but if you want to get there, they've had one one game to show what they could do. Did not play well enough against Clemson. Now they got another one. And yeah, they're going to have 19 more after this.
Yeah.
It's time to get it done.
DJ, you're the best. Appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow.
You got it. All right, Steve. See you, pal.
Dick Girardi joining us as we go from one end of the state to the other. We went from Western PA with Jack Ham to Eastern PA with Dick Girardi. And Dick will join me for the broadcast tomorrow night, 6:30 tip-off, 6 o'clock airtime. Jack will join me Saturday night, 8 o'clock the kickoff. Actually, it's going to be 8:15, but 6:30 will be the airtime on Saturday night. We will come back with more in a moment, including a look at the latest college football playoff rankings, the latest snapshot, because the latest snapshot revealed something that's not going to change, in my opinion, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.